Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Dear Johnny, in February of 2018, my husband was diagnosed with spinocerebellar ataxia, a degenerative brain condition. So we started to research this. It is, it affects your gait, your muscles, you get weaker, it's hard to walk, you become very unsteady, and it can go further. Ultimately, it ends up with a lot of weight loss, skin breakdown, pulmonary and urinary tract infections, aspirations, respiratory failure, sleep apnea. It's deconditioning. It's immobility. You lose your ability to walk. You lose your ability to, there's no strength in your limbs anymore. And it slowly eats away at you till you end up in a wheelchair. I'd never even heard of it, until yesterday. And it's incurable. The treatments are some physical therapy to try to keep your muscles from wasting.
Sure.
But you're just fighting against time and disease. She continued, his health has declined rapidly, and as of June, he's unable to continue working. After 6 months, he's been approved for disability, but it's only half of what he was making. I have a good, stable job, and I'm working 50-plus hours a week to make things work. Because of his condition, we had to move to a first-floor apartment for easier access. I had to take out a $2,000 loan for the cost of moving, deposit, and first and last month's rent. He's using a roller walker right now, but it's too small for him. And the possibility of him tipping over and the risks of falling, it's too much. For better mobility, he needs a walker designed by Ataxia, which runs $600, and we definitely can't afford, and it's not covered by Medicaid. Having him more able to get around would be a huge weight off his mind and mine as well. Thank you so much for reading, and hope you have a happy holiday. Melody. So Jake and I started looking into this. He's 31 years old, and he starts to get weak. It's like a Parkinson's or an MS. Mm-hmm. You become unsteady. You can't walk anymore. You can't run. You can't climb. You can't.
And you're a prisoner in your own body.
Yes. And at 31, I don't remember. They've been married for 4 years. And of course, he feels terrible. You know?
Helpless.
I can't think of anything that scares me more than being immobile. And I've said this to anybody who's ever known me, that the idea of not being able to move through this world for me is the most terrifying thing I can imagine.
Yeah.
And it's just, you just realize how quickly things can change for you. And how it's a genetic disease. It's nothing you did.
No.
It's
not your fault, but you think about everything that you feel, anytime you feel like such guilt.
Yeah.
Hello?
Melody, it's Johnny Dare. Oh, we're on the radio. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right. So Jake shared your letter with me. You guys got married 4 years ago. Tell me about your husband.
Oh, he's a really wonderful guy. I just love him, more than anything. Obviously, just about a year ago this happened. He'd been getting these balance issues, and we finally got a doctor to, do an MRI, and they said, oh, wow, your cerebellum is degenerating, and this is why. They did all the genetic tests, and I said, this is the condition. Here you go.
And nobody in his family had ever been affected, or at least they didn't know they were affected.
No, they didn't know. I mean, we suspect perhaps his mom was, but it wasn't to this effect,
Melody, just breathe.
Yes.
We got nowhere to be. You and me. Let's talk.
Yes.
Just, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, sorry. It's been really hard on him because, you know, he tried to work as long as he could, you know, but he was falling at work.
Yeah.
And he obviously couldn't continue.
Well, and at 31, you think there's nothing wrong with me. I'm 31.
Yeah, I can't possibly, you know, this may be just an ear infection. It's just causing me dizziness.
So he's getting dizzy and then his legs are getting weaker, his arms are getting weaker.
Yeah.
And
his hands are shaking.
Ugh.
And it's just really hard on him. He keeps telling me, you know, you didn't sign up for this. You know, why are you staying with me? You didn't sign up for this. You're not, you don't need to be with this 31-year-old guy. You thought you were going to be some healthy, strong guy. And, you know, I'm here now, you know, I'm going to be in a wheelchair in a few years and I can barely get around. And I'm just like, honey, I'm here.
Well,
I'm here for you. What about a woman? Sorry.
Yeah, but I get it. As a guy, you think, yeah, I think I'd feel the exact same way. I think, what are you doing here? What are you doing? Like, yeah. Because, but, you know, my role now is, and again, it's not true. And you and I both know that. But as a man, you feel your role as provider and protector is.
I'm here for it. I work. I make good money. And it's just, I just want to see him be able to get around and be with his friends. And
get out of the house. And
have a life.
So yeah, get out of the house more.
The walker that's designed for his situation isn't covered by Medicare. So those guys give you a walker that you just give an elderly person.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not, it would have to be specially prescribed, and then we had to jump through all the hoops, and it's just, everything we've read says that the Medicare is just going to go, no, here, you can just have this one that's just, it's too smaller, it just doesn't work right.
And he's a big guy. Right, I got you. I understand. So there's 600 new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 600 new around, and then it's designed that, you know, it doesn't tip over, it's heavier, it you have to squeeze to make it move, and it won't roll out from under him like the one he's got now.
Right. And so you guys aren't going out with friends because he's mentally there. He's 31 years old. He's just a little unstable at this point. But before he gets into a wheelchair, before that happens, and again, it'll be a much longer distance to that wheelchair if he stays active. The less, you know, this Absolutely. Is the problem. I read into this disease that the more you're immobile, the more, you know, you're wasting away. And the faster you end up being dependent on a wheelchair, the more active you
Absolutely.
Are, the best, that's your best bet at having the longest time before it comes to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And he wants to get out. He wants to, like, go on walks with me. You know, we have a nice walking little path near our house. He wants to go out and go on walks with me. But when he's got this little, you know, walker that just doesn't work very well, it's hard.
No. So, and not to mention the fact, at some point, you got to feel like throwing your hands up. I'm sure, at least for me, I would only imagine that you would get as depressed and you would end up, you know, just sitting there going, what am I doing?
Oh, yeah. There's days that I just come home and he's just like, I just don't feel like I don't want to do anything. What use am I? You know, what use am I here? I can't do anything at all. You know, I could stay home. I can do the dishes for you. You know, that's about it.
And you're working 50 plus, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I come home and, you know, sometimes I have to help him get in and out of the shower. And because I don't want him to slip and fall in the shower. That would be the worst. And, you know, and I cook, and
right.
We kind of have this situation, this thing that worked out.
That's okay. Hey, I got you. So tell me, you needed to take a loan out to move to a bottom floor apartment so that you could be safe and get in and out. Now, otherwise, he'd be trapped up on a higher floor.
Yeah.
And Jake said that you still owe $570 on that $2,000 loan?
Yes. I've been paying it down as quickly as I can.
I know. I got you. And he said it took a little bit to work it out of you, but you also owe a little money on your electric bill.
I mean, I'm not real worried about that. It's just a little bit behind. I can probably get that sorted out this month. I'm really just wanting to get in this locker so we can get up and around. That's every time we've tried to get a little bit of money to save up for it, it's just, you know, I have a little bit of cash in the piggy bank. And
I hear you. How much is that?
I mean,
if you don't, if you don't mind me asking, how much is that bill, the electric bill?
It's about $150.
Okay.
But again, I'm not. That's not.
I know.
That's
I got gotcha. You.
Worry right now,
Melody. I hear you. Hell, we're all friends here.
Yeah.
So just do me a favor. Will you, hang on for one moment?
Yeah.
How close, you think about it, like I have $600.
Mm-hmm. But some things come up.
But it might as well be $6 million mm-hmm. if you can't get there. You think about how close this is, how little she's asking for, how close she is to just getting to a little bit better place.
And she said every time you try to save for something, something else pops up over here.
Of course it do. Now, this is exactly the kind of people you want to always help. So let's do that, shall we? Jake, is that Paul on line 7? Paul, how are you? Paul, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. It's an honor to talk to you, Johnny. I'm with my coworker, Maggie, and I. And can you tell me the amount that she owes on that loan again?
$570.
Oh, we'll take care of that for her.
That's great. So fill me in on this background. You and Maggie are at work right now. You're listening to the show. How's this unfold?
Oh, we just love this time of year, listening to your show. We look forward to it every year, and it's amazing how people can come together in a matter of minutes and totally change someone's life, and we just want to be a part of that this year.
Well, that's beautiful. That's fantastic. Tell Maggie I said hello, Merry Christmas, and thank you very much.
You too, sir.
U.S. Bank, take it over there. Tell them Hope for the Holidays. They'll put it right in the account, all right? U.S. Bank,
we'll do it.
Hope for the Holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. All right. There. Now we're that done. Now we got to take care of a walker and a electric bill. What's up with you? Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Justin.
What's going on?
No, just working through it, man. What's going on? What can I do for you?
Hey, I want to help out. I want to take care of that walker. Can I give $600 for the walker?
Justin, what do you do for a living?
I'm an equipment operator.
$600 is a lot of money this time of the year.
Yeah, my wife and I, we work on it all year, and this is what we like to do. And she got in last year. I wasn't able to, so I just got lucky today and like to help out.
So, what might be, because you'll never know this young man, as I won't, or her, what makes you blindly hand $600 hard-earned dollars, which, you know, you look at taxes and stuff, that's about $900 worth of work you got to do.
Right, right.
And
I lost my grandma to Parkinson's, so I get the immobility part of it. And he's too young to not be able to get around. So, you know, if we can get him moving, that's great.
You're a good man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You too, Johnny.
Very good. All right, U.S. Bank. You know this drill. Hope for the Holidays. Any U.S. Bank, just tell them and they'll put it right in, okay?
You bet. Happy Holidays.
So what do we got now?
We've got the electric bill.
John, you're on there. Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. What can I do
for you? I'll throw in $300.
Well, I actually only need $150.
Well, I'll give you $300.
Well, then, all right, then let me work it out. You're a good man, John. What do you do? Who are you?
I'm retired.
Yeah? You're on a fixed income?
Oh, semi-fixed, but, you know, I don't have a bunch of expenses anymore, so, you know, I save all year long.
Yeah? So why this, though? Why this radio program? Why this stranger? Why this moment?
Well, you know, I try to donate to you every year, and this was just something to come up. I've had some mobility issues, and I know what nothing that serious, but
it's frustrating.
It's tough getting by. I had some real lean years there for a while, but I know what it's like to try to pay the bills.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you're a good man. I hope you live to be as old as you want. You know what I mean? I hope you're able and mobile and happy and out there. You're a good human being, John.
Then give it a shot, buddy.
Go, man, go. To the moon, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. You know, U.S. Bank, Hope for the Holidays. All right, so if we have an extra $150. Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets this walker. We still got a couple weeks before Christmas. If we gave them each, like, I don't know, man. Like, if we already have $150, we had another $150, just something.
Yeah.
I think he should have to go out and go Christmas shopping for it with his walker. Right? I think he should get out and get that feeling of choosing his store where he wants to go get the gift he wants to buy her, so he can feel great about it, so he can surprise her. And so, you know, you can get something back, something of that who you're supposed to be, that feeling, you know?
In a way to say thank you.
Sure.
As your husband.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to do, man. I'm going to make sure those come in. I'll pick up the other card too, Jay. Hey, Melanie.
Yes.
Hi. So here's how this is going to go. You bring us the people that sell that U-Step Walker, and we'll have it delivered to your house right away.
Yeah.
You bring us that loan, the information on that. We'll go by the loan company, and we will pay off that loan, so that's completely off the books.
Yeah.
Bring us your electric bill, and we will pay the electric bill directly. And I will have a couple of gift cards here for you. One for you and one for your husband. But here's the catch. After the walker comes in, I want him to shop for you. Get out of the house, go out, and buy you a gift, and you can buy him one.
That'd be fantastic.
All right?
Thank you so much. He just keeps saying you didn't sign up for this. But I did. I signed up for all of it, and he doesn't know I did this. So he's going to be so surprised. He's going to be so happy.
Good. Listen.
I just thank everybody. Thank you so much. It's amazing. Thank you.
Just love each other.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we do.
Also, our good friends at Constantino's, Price Chopper Sunfresh Apple Market. Our friends at Constantino's like to give you a $500 gift card for food. That'll kind of help, you know, get ahead of that, and maybe you can put some money back just for anything that comes up. And I'll make sure all that gets to you this week, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.